You're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Recycle, reuse, and refuse. There are so many options to taking care of the extra stuff cluttering up our Fix It Up Life. Today we're sharing our take on dumpsters, the donations, and everything in between for handling the extra stuff we all create in our homes and on our job sites. And we're mixing in some creative uses for duct tape to the real deal ways to handling roofing cutoffs. And to help you reach into that pile of unwanted material at your Fix It Up house, we're giving away 3 pairs of Ninja Flex work gloves to 1 lucky fan. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East store or locate a distributor in your area.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa after one heck of a week.
It has been a heck of a week at our house.
We have done so much. I don't even know if I remember what I just said.
Well, Mark's been on the house all week.
Yeah, it is roofing week.
It is roofing week. It's hot out too. Mark actually burned his legs. He can't even talk.
I can't.
His brain is fried.
The underlayment, which is Grace Ice and Water Shield, which is awesome, and it's working great. It's black.
Yeah.
No surprise.
Yeah.
But it's so hot outside that the surface of the roof burned me through my clothes.
Yes.
And they were Carhartt pants. It wasn't like I was up there in board shorts.
Well, you were wearing, they were like serious Carhartts, though. They had all the extra padding and stuff, which I guess is great for kneeling and all the work that you're doing, but it probably insulates you a little bit more than average.
Well,
too.
I don't know if it burned me on my knees where that extra layer of cordura nylon is, but it got me on my hips.
Yeah.
Where I was sitting down through one layer, but still one layer of cotton duck Carhartt pants, and I have first degree burns on both hips. I went in at night, like, what is this?
Yeah.
So, I'm drinking water basically straight from the garden hose.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he isn't up there by himself. We've had a lot of help from our friend Matthias, who is an action figure in his own right.
Yeah, Matthias is doing a great job.
He is.
And working like a dog. He's sweating through his clothes.
Yes.
Or as he would say, working like a chicken monkey.
Yeah, chicken monkey work. Yeah, we've got a lot of good comments from Matthias.
He's a riot, so... and we've been stripping off the existing 3-tab shingles that were there, the asphalt shingles.
Yes.
Which ties in, get ready for this ham-handed segue.
Oh, no.
Into our show today, which is all about managing trash on the job site and around the house. And we've got easily 30, 40 contractor bags lined up ready to go in the trailer with the old shingles in them.
Oh, yeah. There's so much trash ready to go that I mean, it's so appropriate that we're talking about what do you do to get, you know, when you have all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then all the other stuff that we have too for all the other projects that we work on around our house and in other people's houses. Like, what do you do with all this stuff?
How do you manage it? I mean, it's a big part of a contractor's life because, you know, a dumpster or a trailer, or there's no one answer.
No, there really isn't. And, you know, simple things like I always have a pile of stuff inside the house, you know, clothes that the kids grow out of and toys that we don't need anymore.
Right.
And stuff that we just don't use. I always have a little pile going. Mark hates the pile.
I had to move the pile today, by the way, to get to my gym bag.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I was livid. I'm like, you know what? Let these people buy their own clothes. Am I storing their clothes for them?
The thing is that in our house, we have this gorgeous master bedroom with, you know, his and her built-in cabinets on two different walls of the room. And we actually wrote an article about it for Extreme How To magazine.
That's
so if you
right.
want to check it out, I think it's Masterpiece Suite or something like that. I don't know. But anywho... So Mark has a lot more room in his cabinets than I have in my cabinets, so I usually end up putting some of the stuff that's going to be going to the Salvation Army or, you know,
Purple Heart.
In there until we get the card in the mail that says they're going to be doing a pickup. So
Yeah. Well, outside I have my own version of that, which is my small aluminum graveyard, which is all the, drip edge that I bent or –
All the stuff that's getting ready to go to the metal recycling place.
The old gutters and downspouts that are mangled that we're not going to use anymore. Cutoffs from the aluminum flashing that we're bending on the sheet metal break.
And I've been there with you, too. It's an intense place to go to, the metal recycling place.
Yeah, if you've ever seen any of the Terminator movies that show the future of our planet, that basically is the present of the metal recycling place.
Yeah.
And it is otherworldly.
Yeah, we've recycled the old awning that was on the house when we got it.
Yep.
And, yeah, other things like that, too, which I think is really important. And then we try to reuse, too. Like the frame that you built me for our wedding picture.
Yeah, that's made out of old studs and framing from the house.
You wrote a blog about that for Old House Web, too, recently.
The Old House Web.
The Old House Web, yeah.
And that was
fun. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous frame that he built. I mean, and he gave it to me. He wrapped it in this, like, I don't know, what did you reuse? It was like...
I reused some, like, Tyvek or
something.
Some kind of tar paper or something.
Yeah, for a holiday present. So it was this mangled thing and a caution tape around it.
What it was?
What?
It was Grace Ice and Water Shield.
You did not, really?
It was. I mean, I didn't peel the sticker off the back, the release tape, but
it was a
hot-looking
present, yeah.
I stapled it. I had caution tape
it was insane. And so Lexi, I remember, she was like, what's that? Who's that one for?
Yeah,
and then it was for me, and she was like, oh, like she wanted it to be for her.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. I also built a shelf out of some old 2x6s, the shelf in the where our books are in the attic. I made that.
Oh, yeah.
Ran them through the thickness planer, ran them on the joiner, so they look like primo Douglas fir, but they're old studs.
Well, yeah, and it's like the old boards that we have in our porch, too, that you know trim out the porch on the inside that have the Philadelphia Luon plywood marked on it, which I think are gorgeous.
Yeah, and I think those things were part of the house construction because I found them inside the walls.
Oh, really? So they were left over from building the house, maybe?
They're to, like, pack out the corners of – I'm trying to remember where I found it, but I found it inside a wall.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I think the guys who built our house originally recycled those because they're an old shipping container – into building our house, and now we've recycled them.
Know, and there's something creative too that I found on the Twitter this week from Digger's List, and we're gonna have the founders of that on later on our program today.
Now, you got so fired up about this, you called them right away.
I did. I said, oh my goodness, you guys have to come on our show because this is such a cute thing. It was turning an old TV console into a kitchen for kids.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, what you would expect an old brown TV counts,
your basic stained thing
instead
that you
of
get
some
from
shelves
Target or
and
whatever.
Some place for the TV to go and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, just doing a couple of simple things and painting it, and it really looks cute.
Yeah,
and I posted it on our Facebook page. We got tons of comments, too.
Yeah, play kitchen.
Yeah, we got a comment from someone who said that they were actually going to make it themselves.
Totally.
Yeah, they were like, I'm so inspired. I have one in my basement right now we're going to get rid of, and I'm going to make it for my niece. I think that was Anne Marie Benson.
I It was.
I think it was. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
very
that
cool.
Sounds like a project she would do. Like, I know what project she would do.
And we also have one of our friends from Da Vinci Roofscapes on our show today, too.
Yes, very excited. It seems to be the All Da Vinci All the Time channel right now.
Well, it is at our house because that's what we're putting on our roof. And they've got some really neat things about how they recycle and use recycled roofing tiles in their product.
Yeah,
they have
a recycling program,
totally
internally
cool.
and externally.
Well, and it lasts for, 50 years.
Well, yeah,
so.
The real punchline is you're not recycling an entire roof after you use this stuff. So
yeah, totally.
There are a lot of environmental elements to it, and I'm looking forward to exploring those further.
Yeah, do you want to get up on the roof and do the interview from there?
You know what?
You have to check out the photos of Mark. I've been posting some on our Facebook page and on our website too, myfixituplife.com. And, you know, there's some just like really serious, gunslinger kind of thing, kind of photos of you.
Well, my respect for roofers who do this day in and day out is just goes up every single day. Like Tim Gentry, I'm thinking from Da Vinci, who sent us the fall protection harness.
Mm-hmm.
My respect for that, how hard this work is, goes up for him every day. So.
Well, and where have I been all week?
You've been perched at the top of a 42-foot man lift.
Yeah, that we got from Modern, and it's awesome. It's 35 foot.
It's 35 foot?
Yeah, it's a 35 foot aerial work platform.
Okay.
I looked it up.
Okay.
I call it a lift, too.
When you're on a job site, it's a man lift. You know what I mean?
And I took a photo of myself in there taking video of you, and I posted it up on our website, too. I did a little blog about it. But it's really cool to be up there in my lady lift.
Yeah, and I've rented from Modern before. I rented an excavator from them.
Really?
An excavator from them. And they're a good outfit. The guy who was there, Bob, he's a mechanic, took me around, showed me every nuance of the lift, how it worked, could explain it well. They have everything you need. So if you're
here, we had a couple of questions too once we got it home, and we called and they handled it immediately for us and helped us out, which was awesome. But you know what's best about the lady lift though?
That you're in it,
well,
princess.
No, it's that. Well, it is kind of makes me feel like a princess because I see you and Matthias climbing up the ladder. You've got a bundle of tiles on your shoulder. You're carrying whatever it is, and you're just going up there and you're getting harnessed in and everything. And I just do beep. Beep,
yeah,
beep.
Press a button. Well, the whoop, ultimate injustice.
And I go all the way up.
The ultimate injustice, and this is no diss on Modern whatsoever, is we simply can't fit the lift close enough to portions of the house that we're doing. So even though we have it there, we have to hand carry bundle after bundle of tiles up.
Yeah, that's soon to end, though, because we're in the back of the house.
Yeah,
now,
as we turn the corner now, we can really put the lift to the test.
Now that you've felt the pain and burned through your pants.
I'm literally taking bundles from the driveway, walking across the yard, up a ladder, up over the house, down the front of the house, and then I start putting them in. I mean, I could be leaving a little efficiency on the table.
And he's not even going for a run after work. I don't even understand it. But what are we giving away today, Mark?
Well, we're giving away my sweaty Ninja Flex work gloves.
No, we're not giving away his sweaty
ones. Giving away three pairs of new Ninja Flex work gloves.
And Mark's been wearing them all week, and so has Matthias. And I was wearing them last week when I was painting the house, too.
Yeah, they're good for painting, for working, for all kinds of different stuff. And it seems like the only way to wreck them is to lose them.
All right, well, we have to take a break.
Yeah, we'll be back next with more My Fix It Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right, and if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-3255
today. And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and it is Fix It Up Fine Time.
It is Fix It Up Fine Time. And while you've been finding roofing tiles,
yeah, what have you been finding? Because I found nothing this week besides work.
Well, I've been working hard outside, you know, filming you and taking photos of you and all of that, which is, you know, not easy work.
No.
I've got to keep up with you. But then the other thing that I've been working on is trying to figure out what tile we're going to use for our backsplash for our kitchen.
Oh, which ties into our couple articles we're doing and
yeah,
the remodeling show project.
Yes, it does. And we're gonna be using Bondera too for our backsplash. But you know, the thing is that I originally had in mind that I wanted to use a glass mosaic tile, like a green blue color,
mm-hmm,
and have it like a little bit of a shimmer, because in our kitchen we have the black countertop.
Shimmer like the heat coming off the roof.
Well, yeah, and then we've got the wood floors, and we have the brick, and we've got, so all of those naturals, I thought maybe a little shimmer would be nice.
Yes, I agree with you.
So I contacted Dal Tile, and they sent me some samples of some of their tiles, some Egyptian glass, which are totally gorgeous.
Oh, they're a smoke show.
You know, and some other glass mosaics, which are totally gorgeous,
mm-hmm,
and then I lined them up, I figured out how I wanted to do it, the whole thing, and then my eye caught on the counter at our house, the vase with river rocks in it from the flowers that your mother gave me for my birthday last month.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
And I said, oh, dear, I think that would look much better than these tiles.
Plan changing. Love it.
I know. And you can blame your mother. She's
awesome.
Going to be visiting
Thanks.
Us in a few days.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. So anyway, so I went online like I always do, and that's how I find most of our products is
mm-hmm,
I like to do the online shopping. And I went and I found a company called Stratastones. And they've got these really cool 12-by-12-inch interlocking tiles that are stones that are – you can get them glazed or flat. You can get borders for them. And they come in all different colors, blue and green and brown and gray. And they've used them on Extreme Makeover Home Edition and on HGTV shows and everything.
Sweet.
They're really pretty. And they've got application photos, videos on there, so you can you watch them install them and also see all the beauty shots and everything.
So these are small stones that are cut flat on the back
yeah,
and laid on a mesh mat.
On a 12-by-12 mat.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so they should be pretty easy to install. And so they're sending us some samples, and we'll figure that out too. So I just wanted to share that that's totally a cute thing.
Right on. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, and I have another Fix It Up find I want to share with you.
Oh, good, because we actually have a caller on the line.
That's the Fix It Up find I want to share with you.
Oh, I'm just looking at a blinking light.
The actual human being
oh,
that I want to share with you.
Okay.
You know, I talked about recently the Stuck at Prom contest.
Oh, yeah.
From Duck Brand, from the duct tape, which is a totally cool contest. And we have on the line, we have Ray, who won.
Ray, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We are so psyched for you because it's such a neat contest. And, you know, I went through all the photos online of everybody who entered, and it's just such a I can't even imagine how long it would take to make an entire prom outfit, not only one, but two, out of duct tape.
Yeah, it was hard. It took 300 hours and 30 rolls of duct tape.
300 hours and 30 rolls of duct tape?
Yeah, and everything's from scratch, too.
Really?
Just
made
how?
Everything.
Like, you even, you made, you know, things, simple things like a bow tie and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you made shoes, too?
No, not the shoes, though. Those were, okay. I didn't have enough time for that, unfortunately. But everything else was made from scratch.
Okay. And did she have, like, any, like, jewelry or anything with her that
yes,
was?
She had, I made all of her jewelry, the earrings, the bracelet.
Really?
The corsage and then the ring and everything, so.
Now, if people that are listening, you can imagine, you know, duct tape is pretty cool, and everyone uses it for all kinds of different things, but, like, making clothes, like you wear to prom out of it, it's just, like, insane to me, absolutely insane. And you had a design, too.
Yeah,
like,
Ray, our producer, JT, is flipping through photos right now.
Oh, he's a picture of you on the computer in the studio.
It's extraordinary.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's just extraordinary.
Now, how did you come up with the idea for your outfit, too?
Well, the idea was kind of inspired by something that I always wanted to do at prom. I always wanted to have a white tux.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted that. And I was inspired by my friends and by my family and everything. And I, you know, I just wanted to have the quote-unquote, like, perfect prom tux. And then I was like, well, I mean, the dress has to look cool, too, and everything. And I'm just, you know, it all kind of worked out with Yancy. You know, Yancy is a very, very talented girl, beautiful, talented, and she just helped me out. Although I did make everything from scratch and by me, but, you know, Yancy is the one who made the dress, you know, looked 100 times better, you know.
Oh,
it's about her, right?
Man.
Well, you have to
really
find the right, she is very
yeah.
pretty. You have to find the right woman, though, who will put on a duct tape dress, too.
Yeah.
And
now,
for everyone out there, if you go to stuckatprom.com, you can check out photos of them.
And I've got one question for you, Ray, before
yeah.
we have to hit a break, which is, you've obviously are drowning in talent. Are you going to do something with this? I mean, what?
Yeah, what's your plan for, like, where can we find
you? Are you going to be
you?
A dentist or something?
Well, everyone has dreams, and I want to end up in Hollywood. We'll see about that. I love acting. I sing, I dance. You know, I've created, I've written, I've choreographed. I've done a lot of things, and I really want to pursue duct tape. I'm studying my own business this summer with duct tape, which is really cool. And I really want to pursue acting and stuff like that. But for right now, I'm going to get a college degree at ASU, Arizona State University. Right now, I'm in the Herberg Institute for Design and the Arts.
Oh, good.
I'm in theater, and I'm going to be doing design, business, and marketing.
Wow, that makes me tired just hearing all the things that you're planning to do.
Dude, you're super focused.
Yeah. Congratulations on all of those things. Like, seriously,
yeah.
that's insane.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, please stay in touch. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah, please do. And we do have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and speed around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And Teresa, I forgot a Fix It Up find in our last segment because we were talking with Ray there, and sounds like a super focused guy, but I forgot to tell you all about my event at Milwaukee Tools, which we went to, and we saw some really, really cool stuff. I mean, we got a tour both of the in-house facility where they design the tools at Milwaukee. So it's an in-house design facility, which is amazing. And we got a little sense of the history of Milwaukee Tools. Then they took us to their new product symposium, which was at, no kidding, in Milwaukee. at the Harley-Davidson Museum.
That is so cool.
We got to see, again, we got to see some rocking new tools, and they're hitting the ground with a lot of good stuff.
Well, you know, I was a little disappointed, too, because I was hoping you were going to come home with a Harley trike for our son, Jack.
Couldn't get to the store.
Yeah.
They put together an extremely tight event.
And I'm kind of sad that I had to stay home with the kids and I couldn't go to Milwaukee and see all of the cool new tools and go to the Harley Museum, too. I mean, that's not something you get to do every day.
No, it's not. And really was an extraordinary event. They're coming across with some really cool design stuff, and I want to get more into it later. So
but we
I'm
have,
going to do that later.
But we have a caller on the line.
We do.
We do, and it's someone we know, too. Do you know who it is?
How many times am I going to get cut off from the Milwaukee thing? All right. Who's on the phone? Who's calling us?
All right. It's Mark from DaVinci.
Mark, you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm doing well, but my husband's pouting.
You just cut him off, didn't you?
I did. I totally did. He was talking about, you know, the cool tool event that he went to, and I said, well, we've got a caller on the line, and, you know, I wanted to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
Well, there you go.
And I'm sorry that happened to you, Mark.
Not a problem.
But thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, and Mark is from DaVinci Roofscapes, and my Mark is like, you know, what do you have in your hand all day long this week?
We're DaVinci'd up. We're doing the roof this week.
We are.
Fantastic. I understand you're working like a chicken monkey up there.
He so is. He gets up from Matthias, our friend, who is Polish, and he lives in Germany, and he's got all these different things that he says that it just cracks us up.
Yeah, he just, imagine that all day.
Yeah, all day
That's
long.
The only one I can remember because I'm laughing too hard from the other one.
Yeah, I love it. I don't know what it means, but I'm going to start using that.
No one does. No one knows what it means. Well, but it sounds like it means something, doesn't it?
And really, the
it does.
Yeah, it does. Well, and really, the roof project is what inspired us to want to talk about, well, trash today, recycling, reusing, and refuse, because, you know, all of the stuff that comes off the roof when you're replacing a roof. And Mark has been, you know, just amazed. My Mark has been amazed, you know, at how little has come, you know, that he has for cutoffs and everything like that with using DaVinci Roofscapes, too.
You know, yeah, that's one of the big benefits of using DaVinci with the five sizes. When you get to the end of a course, there's always a combination of, well, when I say five sizes, I mean the width of the tile. So when you get to the end of a course, you know, about 2 feet before the end, as Mark now knows, you just, you know, pick the right combination of tiles, and there's no need to cut at the end of a course. So, yeah, there should be most people are pretty surprised that when they do their first DaVinci job how little waste there really is.
Well, and you guys have a recycling program too.
We do. You know, there is going to be some waste. We can reduce it with those multiple sizes, but there's always going to be some waste. And there's just, I mean, it's such a shame to, you know, when you drive past a construction site, you see a big giant dumpster out front and all these materials headed to a landfill. And we just can't, you know, we can't keep doing that. So at DaVinci, what we've done is created a recycling program where you can send your scraps back to DaVinci, and we will use it to make starter tiles. We use all virgin resins in the tiles that actually see the light of day. But in starter courses, the first course that gets covered up by your first row of tiles never sees the light of day. So we use a portion of that recycled, or we use all that recycled product, or the product that our customers send back, and mix it in with virgin resin to create starter tiles. So there's no need to send that stuff to the landfill. And if you're within 500 miles of our plant in Kansas City, Kansas, we'll actually pay for that the freight for that to come back. As a matter of fact, when you place your order, we'll send the receptacles, so you can just toss your DaVinci right in these palletized boxes, and when you're done, you just stick on the labels we send you and send it right back.
Really? Wow,
that
is convenient. Yeah.
Very easy. Yep.
Wow.
You know, we're doing. Our house has a hip roof. There's a dormer in there. And I'm cutting the shingles to meet the hip rafter. And even I don't think I can fill a trash can with two hip rafters full of cutoffs.
All the better.
Yeah.
All the better. Yep. Yeah.
You know,
very, very little waste.
I'll mail it back to you in an envelope.
You might need a 55-cent stamp for that.
Maybe I'll use a priority mail
envelope. Yeah. Well, if it fits, it ships. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You can overnight it to us.
That's so good.
That's good.
Well, the other thing, too, is that, you know, the lifespan of the roof is one of the things that I love about it. Not only that they're gorgeous, but it's going to last a long time so that I don't have to send Mark up to replace our roof anytime soon. Well, at least in our lifetime, anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a really good
thing. Exactly. So the takeaway here being you're not, as with other products, you're not throwing away a second roof. Is that pretty much the case, Mark?
You're not throwing away the roof that you're putting on, like any scraps from that?
No, like if you did asphalt shingle roof, that
exactly. You know, we warrant the product for 50 years, but we strongly believe it'll last a lot longer than that. So yeah, if you consider the life specifications and a lot of other products that would then go to the landfill. You're saving that product from the landfill. So yeah, I guess the big takeaway is sustainability, one and done. You know, the last roof you'll probably ever put on.
I love that. Love seeing Mark up on the roof too. So he'll have to put DaVinci Roofscapes on all of our neighbors' roofs as well, so that we have the most gorgeous block in the world.
Yeah, get ready for a big order.
We would love that.
Yeah.
And a couple envelopes coming back.
And a couple of, you know, well, priority mailboxes maybe, because, it's, you know, that's a lot of roofs. So there you go. But if you want to know more about DaVinci Roofscapes, go to DaVinciRoofscapes.com. And we have to take a break, so we have to say goodbye. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
I love saying that. I really do. I don't know why. It's just like it's weird to want to say that, but I like to say I'm Teresa.
I don't know. We're regular people, but when we go into the radio station, we have our capes on.
Well, you have to do radio announcer voice.
I guess. I mean, everybody does that at
Welcome
a party,
Welcome back
right?
to My Fix It Up Life.
Yeah, whether you're making fun of somebody or whatever.
DIY means do it yourself.
My God.
Yeah.
Thank God someone called us.
Oh, totally. We have two callers on the line, and you know, I'm really psyched to talk to them because they have such a neat website out there. It's called Digger's List, and It's an online construction classified company, but it's to help reduce the volume of building materials that are overflowing in landfills across the country. And they're in 17 markets right now. And it's totally cool. And we'll have to ask them to tell us what it is because I'll probably not do it justice.
Yeah. So Matt Knox is the CEO and co-founder. And Johnny Munger, I hope I said that properly, is the CTO of Digger's List. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we are.
Hey, right on.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us on.
Now, are you guys in the same place today?
No, I'm in Los Angeles, and Johnny is in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Very cool. And, you know, I came across you guys, and we follow you on Twitter, as, you know, a lot of people do. And I saw a blog that you posted this past week about converting a TV stand into a kid's kitchen.
Yes.
Well, I fell in love with that. I said, you guys are awesome. I mean, that's such a cool idea. And that I posted it on our Facebook page, and we got tons of people saying that they loved it, too.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Very cool. And then I was reading more about you, and I said, you guys have to come on our show because, you know, you've got, like, all this cool stuff on your website where people can get, you know, building materials that they're not using and say, hey, I've got this. Do you want this? Back and forth. But you guys tell us about it, because I'm not going to do it justice.
I think you started out pretty well. But we are a Digger's List. We're a home improvement classifieds where you can we're actually in 31 cities now. We've been expanding, which is fun. And you could buy, sell, or donate anything from tiles, brick, lumber, appliances, chandeliers, trees.
Trees?
Pretty much
really?
Anything. Yeah, it runs the gamut. Anything to do with home improvement.
Like, what's the wackiest thing you've seen that someone has put up, you know, who's put it up there that they have it to offer and someone's taken it?
Do you know, well, the funniest thing I saw yesterday, and we may have Facebooked it, but it was a Habitat for Humanity in Chicago posted a pig chandelier.
No way.
So it was like dancing pigs with candles in it, and I'm like, that's just fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
Honey, by the way, I got you a present.
Oh, no. No, I shouldn't have told Mark that you guys are going to be on the show today, because I guess he was doing research yesterday. It's going to look gorgeous in our new dining room, too.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But yeah. Please send a picture so we could post that. That's outstanding.
Yeah. I built her a table. It's a trough.
So where did you guys come up with the idea of doing this?
Well, the idea originally started, I used to be an insurance broker for contractors, for builders, and I would hear them say all the time that after all their projects, they would always have excess building materials left over, and not just, you know, hammers and nails and lumber, but really nice stuff, and they didn't have a great place to get rid of it. And, of course, there's other general classified sites out there, but there was nothing specific to home improvement. So my brother and I got together, and we decided to create. And Johnny does all the coding. He has very little tan. He's coding 15 hours a day or whatever it may be.
Basement tan.
Yeah, so we came up with a site specific for that.
Well, Johnny used to be, in the tennis circuit, too. So he's probably gotten a tan before, right?
Yeah, I've given up the athletic days. I've been in the tennis circuit, but yeah, my days are spent now, you know, pretty much locked in a closet with a bright screen on my face. And,
that sounds glamorous. That really does sound glamorous, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad, because we read your bios here, and you guys have done everything from singer-songwriter and rock bands to semi-pro hockey, and this usually isn't a good way to start an interview, but I hate you guys.
Yeah, basically he does.
it's based purely on envy, and if either one of you is good-looking, I'm hanging up right now.
I think they are good-looking.
You're going to be mad at Johnny.
Yeah.
All right. Not having fun anymore.
Yeah, not having fun. So he wants to sell all of his, you know, like, self-esteem. Do you have a place that he can post that? He's donating it right now to you.
Absolutely. You can even donate it if you want.
All right. Awesome.
I'll donate my shattered ego. No, it's great. You guys have just done so many cool things, and now you're on to this whole thing. Can you share statistics? Like
how many things are you
go back, forth, through?
Well, it's a little tough too, because rarely do they email the site owners telling us what happens. However, one of the gauges that we have is that the Habitat for Humanity restores. Have you ever been to one of those?
No.
No.
Everyone knows the Habitat for Humanity, the building projects,
mm-hmm.
but they have these restores. It's like a half-off home improvement store where they get stuff donated from builders, from homeowners,
mm-hmm.
sell it for about 50 cents on the dollar, and they use that for the projects. But Diggers List is great for them because it's our site is for exactly what they're selling, stuff that's been salvaged, that's been saved, as opposed to dumped in the landfill, and then people get a great deal. So I guess the best thing I could do is say there's about 50 of them around the country that have gotten on board, and because they sell quite a bit on our site. But we have, 70,000, 80,000 loyal users, and I think the big thing right now is two things. It's, one, of course, there's the green side of it where, hey, we could reuse these things, and like you said, I love that stove. That was so cool.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah, and as opposed to just chucking something, there's the ways to repurpose it. But additionally, right now, while people are, doing home improvement projects, whether it's DIY or bringing someone in, if you could save some money on the materials, now's not a bad time to save some money.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we noticed.
But there's so much variety that you can find on Diggers List. It's definitely worth checking out. And you said you're in 31 markets, is that right?
Yes.
Totally. So there's got to be a place near you, too, where they are. So check them out online at diggerslist.com. And we're going to have to take a break, Mark.
I don't want to.
No, we'll have you guys back on again. You guys are totally cool.
Well, thanks for having us. It's really fun.
Thank you. Okay. And we'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I'm a little nonplussed right now. I mean,
why?
Don't we have commercials on this show?
We do.
I was getting ready to lounge back in my hammock.
Oh, no. There's no lounging here. Are you toughened up on the roof this week? Seriously.
That was a quick break, JT. What's going on around here? You're falling asleep on the job.
No, he's not.
You're asleep at the wheel.
He doesn't want you to fall asleep. You're getting too comfortable.
I know. Well,
I thought you were going to run out of here because those guys that were just on were just totally cool.
Oh, the Diggers List guys were really fun.
They're
that was
totally
a cool,
cool
conversation.
But we want to talk about something called managing waste in
yes.
this segment of My Fix It Up Life. And because it's something that we struggle with on our job sites because we, our projects are on property that's very tight. So you can't really fit a dumpster easily.
Right.
And that's something that probably a lot of people grapple with as well.
I've worked on job sites where you can't fit a dumpster at all
mm-hmm.
or it's worthless because
yeah.
and not that dumpsters are worthless, they're not. They're highly valuable, but you can't get them anywhere near where the trash is.
Yeah, and do you want a dumpster and are you going to fill it too? Because it costs like $500 to get how big of a dumpster?
For a 20-yard dumpster, which is roughly the size of say a 22-foot moving van,
what you typically will see out there. I mean, it's a pretty typical size.
The big long ones are 40-yard dumpsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Middle of that, it's a 20-yard dumpster. And but there are lots of places where you can't use them.
Yes, but if you're, tearing apart an entire room, that you are probably going to have enough waste.
We filled, in fact, where we filled a 20-yard dumpster was on that TV show that I was on.
Last Drill weekend.
Team. Yeah, I guess it aired last weekend.
It was on last Saturday at noon, Drill Team, and Mark was a contractor on that show and renovated an entire basement.
Yep, so we junked out a basement with perimeter, basically just its perimeter walls and paneling and some, basic detritus. And
I love detritus.
That filled a 20-yard dumpster in a day.
Yeah.
So, but there are reasons why you don't want a dumpster. Like if you have a $30 million paver driveway, you can't have the dumpster guy dragging steel wheels of the dumpster across there or dumping it on there.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. But what would you do if you can't get a dumpster there? If you have all this stuff that you can't, you know, post on Digger's List, or you can't donate to the Salvation Army, or you can't use in another project, you know, all that stuff that, you know, like the like plaster walls and everything.
Yeah.
You just can't reuse that.
You just can't, or, you know, our roof shingles or whatever, landscape debris.
Mm-hmm.
One alternative is Waste Management's The Bagster.
The Bagster. It is a pretty cool product.
It is pretty cool.
And they have them at, what, the Lowe's stores, I think?
I saw them at Depot. And I saw them at our local hardware store.
Yeah, I saw them near the checkout area.
I think it was Depot.
Okay, it was
Lowe's
Depot.
Doesn't have them.
Yeah, they might. I don't know. But they, it's a pretty cool product if you need to remove a lot of material from your house and you can't put a dumpster.
Yeah.
And it costs what?
$40.
To get the Bagster. But then you have to also schedule and pay for a pickup, too, of it. And the Bagster is about how big?
It's probably 8 feet long by 4 feet wide and 3 feet deep.
So you can fit a lot of stuff in
there. You can fit a lot of stuff in there, probably, you know, literally a ton.
Mm-hmm.
It depends what it is, of course.
And how you pack it in.
Mm-hmm. You always have to pack those things smartly, whether it's a dumpster or a dump trailer.
But if you don't have a truck and a trailer or a dumpster and you're actually doing a big project, that might be something worth looking into. But you definitely have to, you know, you look at the price tag on it, you're like, oh, it's like $40. But make sure you call and find out what it costs for the pickup in your area, too.
Right, right, because they'll charge you based on the weight of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing about the Bagster is that they pick it up on a boom truck.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So basically, it's a crane. So you can get the Bagster significantly closer to where your trash is coming from, or if you have no access, like our front yard, for example, you couldn't put a dumpster in the front yard, but you could put the Bagster in the boom truck and reach in with a grapple, pick it up, put it right in the truck.
Because it's nimble enough, too, that you can really you can squeeze it in to where you want it to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can move it. You know what I mean?
I'd like to try it out. We haven't tried it in one of our Fix It Up projects, but it would be something worthwhile to. And if anyone's tried out the Bagster, please write us at, you know, on Facebook or email
us a call.
info@myfixitiplife.com and tell us about it. And because we would like to know more about that, because what we usually do isn't a dumpster, and we usually don't do that kind of thing like a Bagster, but we have a truck and a trailer.
A truck and a trailer. Again, our neighborhood, it is so difficult to wheel a giant dumpster truck into any of these driveways that we do the truck and trailer. And I've got a 12-foot utility trailer that tows behind my pickup. And
it's hot, by the way.
Yeah, it's awesome.
When I was a little girl, I always dreamed that one day I would own a trailer that would be parked in my yard.
Yeah, that thing has paid for itself about 80 times.
It has. It really is. It's kind of a cool thing because Lexi, you know, when she was a little younger and probably Jack when he's a little older, used to play inside of it when it was empty, cleaned out, and pretend that it was a boat or pretend that it was a castle you know, and then there's always like the ropes that are hanging off of it. So you can pretend like you're fishing or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool thing for, you know.
And you know what else is it's the kind of thing that you can use to like go to the beach. You know, people pack their car and you see them on the highway going to the beach and they got 50 bikes on top and coolers sticking out the window. Put in a trailer, man.
Well, you know, not everybody has room for a trailer and for parking and everything, too.
It's true. It's true. But
and not everybody wants the glamorous life of having one parked in their yard, like me.
But the thing with a trailer is soft rubber tires. I can go on any driveway or any driving surface. I can drive it on the lawn if I need to.
But how much do they cost?
A trailer's like $1,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I built up the sides of it and stuff.
$1,500.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Bada boom, bada bing.
Okay, my wife appears to be trying out for, what was that show? The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. I've never
Sopranos,
seen that
show, you know what I mean?
But then, you know, like a truck, you can rent a truck, too, and you could fill it with, you know, a lot of stuff.
Can rent. You know what I did once?
What did you do?
After a hurricane hit my neighborhood or my state, Cape Cod, I rented a 22-foot long Ryder truck, mm-hmm. and I cut so many trees that I packed that thing to the gills.
Was that chicken monkey work?
And it was total chicken monkey work. And
So you got a Ryder truck.
I got a Ryder truck.
And then you went around cutting trees and filling it up.
The Ryder truck.
Seriously, what were you wearing? I have to have the whole image.
I don't know. Jeans and a t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
So you had a chainsaw. You're going around town cutting things?
Well, I went and I cut all the trees.
You have a chainsaw?
Everything. Yeah.
Did you have the helmet and everything on?
No, I didn't have that stuff yet.
The chaps?
No, just the chainsaw.
All right.
But I would drop the trees. You know, branches were broken and thrown everywhere. Trees were laying down. I don't know how much I put in there.
Well, I would like to know, everyone out there, what do you do with all the debris on your job sites? You know, what do you do? Do you use a truck and a trailer? Do you use a dumpster?
Do you use a dump trailer?
What do you do?
Yeah,
email us at info@myfixituplife.com or, you know, post a message on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you because, you know, we would love to learn, too, because we're all learning from each other.
Yeah, or do you have a dump truck, which I want?
We're not getting a dump truck.
I want a dump truck from my yard.
We're not getting a dump truck. No matter how much you and Jack want one, Lexi and I don't want one. So we'll be back. We're going to take a break, babe.
I'll be right back with a dump truck after this on My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life, and My Fix It Up family is in the studio today.
Yeah, hi, Lexi.
They're in the quote-unquote green room.
It's not even green.
What's quote-unquote?
Quote-unquote,
yeah. Well, they're in the lounge, the radio lounge.
Yeah, the lobby of our home station,
Lexi, Jack, and Tara.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Are you listening?
Tara's watching the children. I hope she's watching them.
Oh, good. We finally got to it. They're gone.
They left?
Yeah, there's nobody here.
Well, I guess they didn't really want to know who won the Ninja Cars Club.
Kids.
Oh, seriously? Seriously? You know, we came into the studio today, and just a few blocks from here, our babysitter extraordinaire Tara is going to college next month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were going to bang around and look at her college campus and everything. And I told Lexi, our daughter, hey, you know, we're going to take you, to the studio tomorrow.
Yeah, radio.
You know what she says?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to see Tara's campus.
Yeah.
She's never been to the station before, and she was more excited about seeing Tara's college campus.
Yeah. We have TV producers coming to see us
whatever.
To do a television show.
And she's more excited
and
about
she's like,
Tara's
whatever.
College campus
she
than us.
She turns on the charm to go on camera like bang-o.
But
and then
she's
just,
been on TV like 15 times. Not a big deal to her anymore.
Event.
How many times has she been on a college campus, though?
Zero.
I know. So, well, you know, that's good. It's normal.
I love it.
She's excited about normal things. And so,
that's cool. So am I.
Someone's excited, too, because they're about to win the Ninja Flex Gloves. Three pairs. Mind you.
Mm-hmm. Good luck wearing out the first pair. You might have to send them.
Now, we got some good entries, too.
We did.
We did.
I haven't seen them. I've been on the roof.
Mark's been on the roof. But, you know, so I picked this by myself. So if anyone entered and they're not happy about the choice I made, well, it's not Mark's fault this time. But this is
time.
The only time in the history of My Fix It Up Life it's not actually Mark's fault.
In the exonerated history. Exonerated?
Anyhow.
Exuberant?
So this person wrote in, and her name is Sue.
Okay.
And
I'm
she
listening.
Wrote, Mark.
Yes.
I want them just because you have them. If
yes.
you say they are cool, they must be cool. If you said jumping off a roof was cool, I would jump. Oh, wait, maybe not. LOL, just kidding. She's Sue Burnett from Manor Redevelopment. You know her.
Oh, yes, Sue from that. Hi, Sue.
I know. So you totally won the pair because you made me laugh about, you know, Mark while he was upstairs, you know, upstairs, up on the roof.
Yeah.
Banging around. You know, I was in our office, which is the attic office, and literally I took some photos of Mark outside the window, like putting on the synthetic slate tiles outside. And, like, banging around. I'm on phone calls with different people throughout the week. And, like, I'm
flap,
sorry.
Flap, flap.
My
flap,
husband
flap.
Is banging around basically on my head right
yeah.
now. So there you go. So next week's show, babe.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it. By the way, Sue, if your husband needs any instructions on how to build stuff, just let me know.
Yeah, he'll write them down on a napkin for you.
They run an awesome company.
Yeah, they do.
If
totally.
If you're a fan of ours in the Chicago area and you have a home improvement project, do check them out.
Yes.
Manordevelopment.com.
And they'll get a lot of use out of those gloves, I know.
I hope so.
Yeah. So next week's show, babe.
Yeah.
We're going to be sharing Rebuilding Together Philadelphia, a project that we worked on, about a month ago?
When was that, Chase? Was it a month? It was more than
June.
That.
June. Yeah, we were working on that in June, and we did live interviews from the job site there
mm-hmm.
down in the Germantown neighborhood in
yep.
downtown Philadelphia.
Yeah, we also did a lot of sweating.
We volunteered and helped,
it was a Germantown,
reinvigorate a block.
Yeah, it was a Germantown neighborhood, also co-located on the surface of the sun.
Which was really cool, too, because there was a vacant lot there
mm-hmm.
that you know, people had been dumping things for years on and turned
tree,
it into...
Yeah, tree fell down.
Turned it into a garden area, too.
Mm-hmm.
Popular Mechanics folks helped do that and
mm-hmm.
build a fence and...
Mm-hmm.
You go into everyone's houses and fix little things here and there and really make their lives a little bit better. And Rebuilding Together Philadelphia is an awesome program. And Rebuilding Together, it's out of D.C., and you can check to see your local one, too. If there's a project happening soon, you want to volunteer
right.
and help out and make a difference in your community.
True. Rebuilding Together did start here, though, in Philadelphia.
It did?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, their national office now is in D.C., but
there you go. Well, that's so cool. And you can check out more at popularmechanics.com, too. There's a special issue coming out for their September issue about it. And you can check us out online as well
yeah.
at myfixituplife.com.
Check us out on Facebook at myfixituplife.
Post pictures of your projects. Ask us questions. We'd love to answer them and find out tips and tricks from your job sites and your family Fix It Up lives as well.
So email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Let us know why you want to win the prizes that are up for grabs.
Oh, click free stuff on our website and follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah. And email us all your questions. We want to know. It helps us figure out what we should be talking about on our show and what we should be sharing with you.
And we'll see you next time.
We will. So join us next week for more
My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit codifydesign.com. That's CODIFYdesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.